Always interested on what comes next. You know, things are always changing, but one of the most important gatherings happened here, Bakery Square, on Monday. And joining us, Joanna Dovin, the lead organizer for the AI Horizon Summit. Joanna, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on today. How are you?
Oh, good. And I'm excited about the future. Let's start, though, with a simple question. Artificial intelligence. People hear AI, and they're not exactly sure what that means.
Geez, let me try to, you know, dumb it down for all of us, because I find myself looking for the best words to explain it to, you know, the people like me and you, right?
Yeah.
Who are not computer programmers, who don't, you know, go to CMU or work at a tech company. The unique thing about AI is you look at things like social media, and it was a new development in technology that changed the way people interacted. The thing with AI, and by the way, social media did change our world, right?
Absolutely.
But what AI is doing is it's reshaping economies, meaning every industry, whether you're you know, working in healthcare or finance or education or development, AI applications are going to enter into these industries in order to make them work more efficiently. Okay, what that means is the people who are developing new AI products have a huge market opportunity, right? And where are those jobs going to go? The people, the CEOs who are developing the new products, so that industries around the world can integrate AI, where are those things going to be developed? And right now, a lot of that development is happening in Pittsburgh. And what that means for our economy is that we can finally, you know, get over that crest where we're truly growing our population, truly growing and creating jobs. And people think, you know, AI jobs, they think it's coming after my job. Not the case. There have been many studies, and these studies are happening actually at CMU and at Pitt, to look at what does workforce and the new workforce mean in the AI economy. And really what it means is people can do their jobs more efficiently, taking away those annoying tasks, whether it's, I mean, here's how I use it. If I have to write something, right, and I'm really busy and I've got to, you know, get on a phone call, I might prompt ChatGPT to help me write it. And it could save me, it does save me time, you know, 30 minutes from a task. It just means that I'm doing other tasks, right? That I'm getting other things done. So that's one, you know, one explanation. But the bottom line is the estimates on the economic impact of the new AI economy are in the trillions. And who is going to lead it? The reshaping of cities is happening right now. And Pittsburgh can be the leader of the new AI economy.
And speaking of that, NVIDIA, which is a huge company, as you're aware, their first foray out of Silicon Valley is here, signing a deal with Pitt and CMU. And that's a company, a chip-making company and more. Their value is $3.4 trillion. So if they think Pittsburgh is important, they will no doubt lure others to come here too, right?
Right, right. And I mean, just to let this all sink in, okay, we have a new economy being developed. And the number one school in the entire world for AI is Carnegie Mellon University. That is in our backyard. And so because of Carnegie Mellon, and by the way, it was founded, right, over 100 years ago by Andrew Carnegie, okay, to help to innovate in math and science and metallurgy in the steel industry. It has since turned into this school that has so many technological firsts. The first autonomous vehicle was developed at CMU in 1984, right? The first wireless network was developed at CMU. And so now the question is, how can we take this great institution in our historical framework of being a math, science, tech leader and actually turn that into jobs, not just exporting the research, exporting the talent, but calling on people to start their human-first AI companies right here in Pittsburgh. NVIDIA, I mean, when we talk about the economy, almost overnight, we have a company that has eclipsed every other company on the stock exchange, NVIDIA, because they are the ones making the silicon or the chips to run all of these AI equations. And they are in so much demand, okay? So the fact that they said Pittsburgh is going to be our first AI tech community, which basically means we're going to work with robotics companies, autonomous companies, AI companies, to allow you to use our technology to run your equations, and we're going to handle that for you, right? What that means is you're going to see a large startup environment grow in Pittsburgh in AI.
Artificial intelligence, all at the base of this. So AI Horizon Summit Monday, lead organizer Joanna Dovin, more to come. Excited about this. As we work our way through the week, don't want to forget about the efforts that are going on to help our neighbors to the south. Two major hurricanes, Helene and Milton, have devastated parts of the south in the Carolinas, Tennessee, Georgia, down certainly in Florida with the double whammy with Milton, the Gulf Coast, and cut through to the Atlantic. And want to get an update on how those efforts are going. There's always a Pittsburgh connection. And we are joined by the president of Brothers Brother Foundation, headquartered right here on the north side of Pittsburgh. Ozzy Simons with it. Ozzy, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me on.
Hard to believe after we talked after Helene that we would be dealing with still another major storm. And I know at that time you kind of had twofold things that you were working on, just basics like getting people bottled water and supplies like toothbrushes and toothpaste, then you have a more robust effort. What's the status now? What have you been able to do? What are you hearing from your people?
You know, Larry, it is amazing. You know, after Helene, I think the last thing anybody expected was Milton. And, you know, there's, in addition to Milton, Milton spawned a number of tornadoes. So as it so happened, you know, my daughter is down in Florida, and there was one less than a quarter of a mile from her, and the devastation just from the tornadoes, in addition, you know, to Milton itself. And of course, Helene was just amazing. And so upside down trucks and so on. So, you know, in terms of the response, I think I may have mentioned, you know, as you mentioned, we have actually three aspects of what we're doing. So the first one was providing financial support to different food banks in the area. So, you know, people who have been impacted at least have something to eat. So we, as of right now, have provided support to seven different food banks, you know, close to $150,000 there. We've had two relief shipments that have gone out to Georgia and the Carolinas. And we are currently in discussions with partners in Florida, and we have supported food banks there also. In terms of what it is that we can provide. Now, I've got to tell you about how, and we're going to have a press release later today in this regard, about how the Pittsburgh community has come together. I think, you know, originally when we were talking, I said, you know, we see this in the multiple hundreds of thousands. I have to tell you, the individuals, you know, listening to your show and the foundation communities and just the corporate community have come together, and as of right now, from cash, we're going to be over $1 million that is available to us in terms of helping with the response. So I just have to thank everybody who's listening to you, and I've got to, you know, mention that. And that's just the cash aspect, but I'll stop there for a second and let you respond.
Well, that is extraordinary generosity. You know, our region is known for that in a time of great need. What will you be able to do with those funds, Ozzy?
So right off the bat, you know, as I was mentioning, food is just so critical. You know, we, you know, take it for granted, even though I will say you go to the grocery store nowadays and things are expensive. So, you know, food, just being able to provide that is key. I mean, the second aspect is we have now received or in process of receiving 8 tractor trailer loads of medical supplies and equipment from Highmark AHN. We are receiving supplies from MSA, which used to be Mine Safety. Some of your listeners may recognize. And we are getting more nutritional supplements, more water from Giant Eagle. So what we are going to do with those is have additional shipments. So that's one aspect of it. The second part is the recovery efforts. And, you know, these will include things like mental health support. You know, I mean, something like this, when you lose everything that you have, really has an impact on you, you know, mentally, and you're not sure where to go, where to turn to. And, you know, it can be a sense of despair. So that's something else that we're looking at substantively and working in this particular case with, you know, physicians and so on to see what it is that we can do. And the last aspect is infrastructure repair. You know, who can we work with in terms of putting people's lives back together is really what it comes down to. So it's really a cross-section of immediate relief, ongoing shipments, and then what we call the recovery process. So it's a multitude of different aspects to our response.
And we appreciate those who have supported. And if you would like to join in, brothersbrother.org, brothersbrother.org. Global relief right here on the north side, but in this case, a lot closer to home than some of the people you've helped over the years. Ozzy, we appreciate it. Thank your team for us, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Larry. One last comment. Your listeners should know 100% of what they give is going to help those in need. So we very much appreciate you. We appreciate your listeners, and thank you so much for having me on.
You got it. Wonderful organization, Brothers Brother Foundation. This, as we work our way through the week, don't want to forget about the efforts that are going on to help our neighbors to the south. Two major hurricanes, Helene and Milton, have devastated parts of the south in the Carolinas, Tennessee, Georgia, down certainly in Florida with the double whammy with Milton, the Gulf Coast, and cut through to the Atlantic. And want to get an update on how those efforts are going. There's always a Pittsburgh connection, and we are joined by the president of Brothers Brother Foundation, headquartered right here on the north side of Pittsburgh. Ozzy Simons with us. Ozzy, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me on.
Hard to believe after we talked after Helene that we would be dealing with still another major storm. And I know at that time you kind of had twofold things that you were working on, just basics like getting people bottled water and supplies like toothbrushes and toothpaste. Then you have a more robust effort. What's the status now? What have you been able to do? What are you hearing from your people?
You know, Larry, it is amazing. You know, after Helene, I think the last thing anybody expected was Milton. And, you know, there's, in addition to Milton, Milton spawned a number of tornadoes. So as it so happened, you know, my daughter is down in Florida, and there was one less than a quarter of a mile from her, and the devastation just from the tornadoes, in addition, you know, to Milton itself. And of course, Helene was just amazing. And so upside down trucks and so on. So, you know, in terms of the response, I think I may have mentioned, you know, as you mentioned, we have actually three aspects of what we're doing. So the first one was providing financial support to different food banks in the area. So, you know, people who have been impacted at least have something to eat. So we, as of right now, have provided support to seven different food banks, you know, close to $150,000 there. We've had two relief shipments that have gone out to Georgia and the Carolinas. And we are currently in discussions with partners in Florida, and we have supported food banks there also. In terms of what it is that we can provide. Now, I've got to tell you about how, and we're going to have a press release later today in this regard, about how the Pittsburgh community has come together. I think, you know, originally when we were talking, I said, you know, we see this in the multiple hundreds of thousands. I have to tell you, the individuals, you know, listening to your show and the foundation communities and just the corporate community have come together, and as of right now, from cash, we're going to be over $1 million that is available to us in terms of helping with the response. So I just have to thank everybody who's listening to you, and I've got to, you know, mention that. And that's just the cash aspect, but I'll stop there for a second and let you respond.
Well, that is extraordinary generosity. You know, our region is known for that in a time of great need. What will you be able to do with those funds, Ozzy?
So right off the bat, you know, as I was mentioning, food is just so critical. You know, we, you know, take take it for granted, even though I will say you go to the grocery store nowadays and things are expensive. So, you know, food, just being able to provide that is key. I mean, the second aspect is we have now received or in process of receiving 8 tractor trailer loads of medical supplies and equipment from Highmark AHN. We are receiving supplies from MSA, which used to be Mine Safety. Some of your listeners may recognize. And we are getting more nutritional supplements, more water from Giant Eagle. So what we are going to do with those is have additional shipments. So that's one aspect of it. The second part is the recovery efforts. And, you know, these will include things like mental health support. You know, I mean, something like this, when you lose everything that you have, really has an impact on you, you know, mentally, and you're not sure where to go, where to turn to. And, you know, it can be a sense of despair. So that's something else that we're looking at substantively and working in this particular case with, you know, physicians and so on to see what it is that we can do. And the last aspect is infrastructure repair. You know, who can we work with in terms of putting people's lives back together is really what it comes down to. So it's really a cross-section of immediate relief, ongoing shipments, and then what we call the recovery process. So it's a multitude of different aspects to our response.
And we appreciate those who have supported. And if you would like to join in, brothersbrother.org, brothersbrother.org. Global relief right here on the north side, but in this case, a lot closer to home than some of the people you've helped over the years. Ozzie, we appreciate it. Thank your team for us, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Larry. One last comment. Your listeners should know 100% of what they give is going to help those in need. So we very much appreciate you. We appreciate your listeners, and thank you so much for having me on.
You got it. Wonderful organization, Brothers Brother Foundation. Led by Subaru is back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. If you haven't been, it's a really cool venue. 9:30 to 4, bring your four-legged friends. We have all kinds of partners in this. And a costume contest, presumably for your pets, not the people. I'm not sure, Paul. Some people just like to dress up for Halloween.
I guess that might get a little odd.
But photos with Santa. And you can stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. Go to kdkradio.com for details. Yeah, Paul, I told you years ago, I was at an event at when they used to have video stores, before Blockbuster even.
Yeah.
A friend of mine had one called the Video Stop, and he, as a promotion, decided people could bring their pets in to take pictures with Santa.
Yeah.
Well, they brought cats and dogs, and one couple brought their giant iguana, which
lovely
got into Santa's pants, and it was. I have been right since.
Was there a skirmish?
Oh, yeah, there was some type of skirmish.